18th parak of Kehilim 7 Mishnah. Kera Shahoisa Tamei Midras, a leg of a bed which was part of a bed that became Tamei Midras, came out of a tumah. Echivu Lamita, and he was mechaber this to a Torah Mita that was lacking a leg. Kulo Tamei Midras, since it is now part of that bed, the entire bed becomes Tamei Midras. Pilsha, he Tamei Midras, Vamita Maga Midras. If it gets removed, it itself is Tamei Midras because it retains its tumah, but the bed is only Maga Midras because it was only connected to the leg that itself was Tumas Midras. Ha'isa Tamei Tumas Shiva. If this leg had was in a oil hamais, a dead person touched it and it's Tamei 7 days. V'chivu l'mitah kula Tamei Tumas Shiva. Same thing applies over here. The entire bed that this leg is connected to now is Tommy for 7 days. Pilsha hitmeya midra hitmeya tumas shiva vat mita tumeya tumas erev. Once you remove it, so the mita is only tuma for 1 day, not for 7 days, because since it's also only tummy because it touched something that touched the mace, that is only tummy for 1 day. Hoisa tumeya tumas erev. If this leg was had a 1 day tuma until he goes to the mikvah, obviously. If you connect it to a bed, an entire bed is tummy for that day. When you separate it, it's tummy for that day, and the mita becomes toho, because something that's only mechuba to something that's tumas erev is not tummy. So this, in other words, something that has tumas erev is not a time of the kelim. V'chein shel shel ma'ader, some type of kli that like a pitchfork that has his teeth coming out of it. So also, if one of those teeth fell off and it was replaced with a tooth of that was part of one that was tummy mace, so the same thing apply. That as long as it's connected, the whole thing is tummy shiv, and afterwards it remains tummy shiv, and the rest of the this pitchfork will be only Tommy Thomas Erev, like we said in the beginning of the Mishnah.